Everybody's got a chance to make a living, but I don't see why this fella want to open up right across the street from us. Plenty of places around here besides that.
Yeah, and then the Kingfish is talking about giving him a big send-off when he joins the lodge.
The Kingfish says that this fella Dixon put in his application, give him $10 for that, and then he give him $5 more for the Kingfish special charity.
Yeah, that's another thing. I ain't never heard about that charity, that special charity before.
No, I ain't never heard about it either. The Kingfish say he do some great things with the money, though.
Yeah, I bet he keeps himself in clothes and he pays rent with it. That's what he's doing.
Well, what can we do about it?
I'm going to revestilate.
You will, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to find out what's going on around that lodge hall.
Then the Kingfish say that when this fella goes in the lodge hall down there, he want all the officers to get up and tell the brothers to ride in the easy riding taxi cab.
Here we is, trying to make a living with the fresh air taxi cab, and we supposed to go down and tell the brothers not to ride in our taxi cab, to get in somebody else.
It's a mess already, ain't it?
Yeah, and the Kingfish is going to let him put up a sign down there telling the brothers to ride in the easy riding taxi cab. I was getting regusted with that lot.
Yeah, that ain't right. Everybody get a sign down there, the place will be all messed up. But if they get one, we ought to have one, too.
I'm going down to that lodge hall and tell them a mouthful if they're going to start doing things like that.
The only thing for us to do is to tell the Kingfish that we ain't going to stand for it.
You heard what the Kingfish say, didn't you?
What's that?
The Kingfish say that he's going to buy some stock in the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company.
Well, whose friend is the Kingfish? Is he our friend or is he that fellow's friend across the street?
Well, it looked like the Kingfish has done made friends with that fellow across the street, the way he talked.
Me and you was done gone down to the lodge hall and worked to get the Kingfish elected again. We was officers in the lodge with the Kingfish. Then the Kingfish turned around and buy a stock in another taxi cab company. That don't look right to me.
Well, Amos, the way I figure is this. The way I was running things around here, they can't beat us. I got my taxi cab running just like a great big business. I have meetings and everything.
Yeah, but the main thing is to get some money coming in here, Andy.
Listen, Amos, I'm going to call a meeting around here someday, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to put this business on its feet so hard that you're going to wonder what done happened. You ain't seen me do nothing yet.
You said a mouthful that time.
Wait a minute. I mean, you ain't seen me get right down and figure.
I done see your figure all right. I done see you add up a line of figures 10 times and get 10 different answers. I guess that's figuring something, ain't it?
I mean, figure out something new. Boy, it ain't no telling when I get one of these ideas. You know how ideas come, don't you?
You just try to think of something, ain't that? Is that the way you get ideas?
No. The way I get the idea, I just go along, you see, and all of a sudden I get a headache. Then I know one is coming.
Well, when you get a headache, you know one is coming, huh?
Yeah, so I just lay back with this headache waiting for the idea to hit me. Then all of a sudden, bam, the headache's gone and I got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
That headache means to look out. The idea's coming.
I wish somebody around here would get an idea.
Don't you worry, Amos. You just keep a stiff upper lip.
I don't mind a stiff upper lip, but I don't want no empty stomach. That's what worries me.
That reminds me. Wait here. I was going down to the lunchroom and get something to eat. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right. I'll wait here for you.
I think I'll try to pick up somebody on the way down there and see if I can't take in some money.
All right. I'll wait here.
Wait a minute. See if that somebody wants me before I go on the telephone there.
Hello. This is the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company of America. Oh, hello, Sylvester. Hold the phone a minute. No, this is Sylvester, Andy. You go on and get something to eat and hurry on back here.
All right. I'll see you after a while.
Hello, Sylvester. Well, I'm pretty good. How is you? How is everything? Well, that was good. Yeah, I got a letter from her today. She's coming back here the 10th of next month, I told you. Yeah, it seemed like a long time off. I can hardly wait. So why don't you drop over to the house tonight if you want to? All right, do that. I'll see you over the house then, Sylvester. Well, we can sit down and talk. Wait a minute, Sylvester. I see somebody coming across the street here. I think he's coming in here. If that fella that runs that taxi cab comes across the street from us. Yeah, he's coming in here. Well, I'll see you tonight, Sylvester. All right. All right, Sylvester. So long.
Well, hello there, young fella. How's Trix?
Hello there, Miss Dixon. Everything going all right, I guess. Sit down here.
Well, that's all right. I didn't come over to stay. I just wanted to see how you're getting along with your taxi cab company.
Well, business ain't so good. How are you getting on?
Well, I really haven't started the work yet. We're going to have our opening Saturday. I'm doing a little business, though, with one of the cabs.
Well, that's fine, yes, sir. I guess we can all make a living out of it all right.
Well, I'm going to show them something about taxi cab business when I get started. By the way, where's the big boy?
You mean Andy?
Yeah.
Well, he just left here about 2-3 minutes ago. He went down to get something to eat.
Yeah, I thought I saw him go out.
You want to see him about something?
No, I thought I'd come over and just have a little chat with you.
Yeah, sir. Anything I can do for you?
Say, where are you from?
Well, I'm from a little town near Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I'm from.
How long you been up here?
Well, I've been up here a little over a year. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from all over the country. Any place where I hang my hat and I can make a buck or two, that's home sweet home to me.
Yeah, sir, that's good.
Your partner here is the president of the company, huh?
Yeah, sir. He is the president. I do most of the driving, but he do some of the driving. He did some driving this week.
Yeah, well, say, listen, kid. Can you keep something under your hat?
Oh, yeah, sir. You mean don't say nothing about it?
That's the idea. Now, listen. I've had my eye on you for a long time. You're letting this big bozo Andy get away with murder. You're doing all the work, and he's getting all the dough. Now, I've got a great idea.
That's what Andy's been wanting to get, one of them ideas.
I'll tell you what we can do. How would you like to come over across the street with me and drive one of my taxi cabs? I'll put you on a salary and give you a percentage of what you make.
What's that you say?
I say, how would you like to come across the street and go to work for the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company and drive one of my cabs? I can give you a good job, and you can leave this guy Andy flat. Say, what's the use letting this big guy lay around here and you do all the work? Now, between me and you, I'm going to tell you something. Now, keep this to yourself.
Yeah, sir. I'll listen to you.
If you come across the street with me, with the business I'll have and the business that you can get, we can run this fresh air taxi cab company out of business, you know?
Yeah, but what is Andy going to do?
Let him do what he wants to do. What do you care? Now, listen. I'll guarantee you $10 a week, and I'll give you part of what you take in. How does that strike you?
Well, I tell you, Miss Dixon, that sounds good, but here's how I feel about it. Me and Andy come up here together from Georgia, you see, and we've been sticking together this long, and I don't believe I feel like leaving Andy. I think it's just the same. It sounds like a good job and everything, but I couldn't treat Andy that way. I wouldn't want him to do that to me, you see. So you better not count on me coming over there. But I think it's just the same. That's nice of you to tell me about that.